Robin, alcoholic. Grateful to be here with my group tonight. I was away for the past 10 days with my wife, and I missed two meetings, which is pretty rare for me of this meeting. And I went to a meeting down there every day, and it made me really extremely grateful for this meeting, because I know I can't stay sober on hugs and jelly donuts. I saw a lot of that going on down there. So, and I appreciate all the phone calls and texts I got from my friends in here, especially Bobby. He sent me a text that said, "Nobody misses you." I know it. But it made me feel right at home, So I have some experience with this step. My sponsor was big on amends. This is really what changed my life. I'd done all this work by myself with a power greater than myself on my own with a sponsor. Now it was time to take it out into the world. And so I followed the simple directions. I made a list, and 90% of my list came from my four step. And there were some amends I owed that weren't connected with any resentments. And when I was done with that list, I sat down with him, and we broke it into three groups. People I was going to make direct amends to, people I was going to make financial amends to, and people I was going to pray for. And I was going to pray for them because if I made the amends, it was going to hurt somebody. I was not to make any amends to any drug dealers, and I was not to make any amends to old girlfriends. Because if you read my four step, you'd understand why. So I was instructed to make two a week, and I was to make appointments, try not to show up unannounced, and when I went in there, just, I would walk in and I'd say, "Look, I'm a member of a 12-step group, and I need to do this in my own well-being, and, I took something from you and I owe it," and I would go into detail about what it was, and I'd ask them to hear me out until I was done, and when I was done, I would say, "You got anything to add? You can have at it." And that's probably where I learned the most about the damage I did, because I can minimize shit pretty good. I think on page 80 it talked about the wife and dragged through hell, and that found a woman that understands me, and I can put a check mark next to all of those. I had a couple girlfriends in AA. One was married, and I was still married, and it turned into a complete fucking nightmare. And actually, that's what drove me into Big Book, was the guilt and the shame. I was about ready to pick up a drink when my sponsor was putting my life, and I decided to do something about this stuff. And so I remember going to my ex-wife and making amends to her, and I basically got the "fuck you, you'll drink again." And I'm pretty sure he had a shit-eating grin on my face when I left there. And I said, "Thanks for your time." And, she just got a year of sobriety. So somehow this shit works, It's pretty amazing. And for some reason, I made amends to my 10-year-old daughter. I didn't know how that was going to go. And, I told her exactly how I wasn't the father I was supposed to be. I went through the whole thing, and God willing, I'd never be that man again. I gotta stick to those words. But when I asked her, I go, "Is there anything you wanted to add?" And she looked at me and she goes, "I was afraid of you." It was like someone stabbed me in the chest, because I didn't think it was that bad. And I said, "Well, what were you afraid of?" And she goes, "Well, Mom used to call you a crackhead all the time." And I didn't know what that was, so I looked it up on the computer. She saw all these wonderful people. And, that really made me think about the damage that I had done to that little girl. And, I've been able to get out of her way by getting sober and watch her life prosper. I think if I didn't, she may not have, Her life's gone really well. So I made my first amends on Mother's Day. It was to my mother. And I was a little afraid of that. But I talked to my sponsor, and he goes, "You couldn't ask for a better Mother's Day gift." So I remember making that amends to her, and she cried, and I went prepared, because here I am. I think I was, 48 years old, and I owed her a couple $1,000. I made amends, and I handed her a check. She's like, "I don't want your money." I said, "It's your money. It's not mine. You got to take it, Mom. I'm a grown man. I got to be accountable for my shit here." So I think I made five that weekend. And I think the feeling I got when I was done with those amends that weekend, it was almost like a high I had never had before. You know, I felt so friggin' good. And so I continued on. And I have to say, most of them went pretty well. There was a couple, you know, I made amends to my brother. Him and I used to go at war with each other, and he owned a big restaurant, and I was driving home from P-Town one day, and he wouldn't even answer my phone calls, and I said, fuck it, I'm just pulling in there, and I'm going to make amends, God damn it. And he was in the kitchen working, and I just asked him, could I have a minute of your time, and I made amends to him. And I thought everything from there on was just going to be fucking so awesome between me and my brother, you know? And that wasn't the case. I think I had to show him that I had changed, and that I was a different guy, and it took 10 years. And he came to my house last Christmas. It's a fucking miracle, man. You know, here's a guy, I drove a dart in the middle of his back more than once, you know? We were at odds constantly. So, you know, the promises came true, but not when Rob wanted, when they were supposed to. This stuff all kind of happened. And I guess I'll end with this one. I made amends to a contractor, and I've told this story in here before. I did a shitload of work for this guy, and at the end of my drinking and drugging, man, I was not giving him the service he deserved. I was charging him ridiculous amounts of money. I was totally taking advantage of him. I was stealing shit from him, the whole spiel, and so I went and I made amends to him, and, you know, in the back of my mind, I was shit, like, maybe I'll get this guy's work back, you know? And that didn't happen, but it was all good, and I ran into him, like, 3 years later, and his son had just overdosed, and he asked me if I could help him, and I said, I can give you my phone number, and if he wants to call me, I'll do everything I can for him. And as I'm sitting there talking to him, I'm looking in the back of the truck, and there's a fucking compressor that I stole from the guy. So I had to say to him right there, I said, hey, John, I think that's your fucking compressor in the back of my truck, and he started laughing like a bastard, and it was all beat to shit. And I said, would you like it back? He's like, no, I don't want the fucking back. So, I talked to my sponsor about it, and a week later I bought a new compressor and I just left it on his doorstep, you know. And lo and behold, this guy called me a month ago and he said he wants me to do four houses for him. I'm like, how the shit, how'd that happen, you know? And that's the grace of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's amazing stuff. So this changed my life, this step right here. You know, I used to dodge people. Even after I was 5-6 years sober, man, I'd see somebody and I'd be like, oh, I ain't fucking going over there. I don't want him to see me. And today I can go anywhere a free man. And I think that's the most important thing in my life, you know, because I never know when I'm going to get an opportunity to help somebody, you know, and that's happened. So I guess all I can say is I'm grateful for the men that came before me. You know, I think when I think of gratitude, that's what I think of. You know, I don't know where I'd be without these guys that had experience, that willing to show it to me so I could get my own experience and have the life I have today. And, you know, that fucking saying, I got a life second to none. I got one. I got one. And it's because of you guys. And I'm grateful to be here. Thanks. Thanks, Bob.
Just a reminder, if you have completed a fifth step out of the big book, out of all the comments, and have experience with the step being discussed, we encourage you to